God and a constitution that was predicated upon the Word of God, this would be an evil empire, like the president said about Russia. There's these people's got, we got just as evil people in America as Russia ever hoped to have. These jaybirds, we didn't have that constitution, we wouldn't be out here having the freedom we've got this morning. You ain't got nothing to crow about. It was our ancestors that bequeathed us what we have. But we're going to lose it. Coming to pass. Most Americans, they want to be blessed, but they go about it the wrong way. And God said, because, verse 15, Deuteronomy 28, you won't hearken to my voice, you won't keep my commandments, these curses are going to come on you. Instead of being blessed when you come in and go out, you're going to be cursed when you come in and go out. Cursed is going to be your money. Cursed is going to be your body. Cursed is going to be your children. Cursed you're going to be in the city, and cursed you're going to be when you're out in the field. And he says, listen to what it says about this. Same thing he says about Abraham's blessing. It will overtake you. You don't go looking for them curses. Have you seen anybody lately looking for these things? No, foot, they're looking for a blessing. They're going around whistling confidently with a whirl in the jug and a stopper in their hand. Why are you looking? Well, bud, I'm looking to sell a big real estate deal here. Make me a bag of money. Or I'm looking for a sucker here. Sell something too. I'm looking for some money, a blessing. You go to the hospital, he's looking for a doctor that can help cure him. You go to a restaurant, he's sitting there with his bib on. What are you looking for? I'm looking for a steak, a tater, and a plenty of salad. I'm looking for that dessert bar. I'm looking for that meat bar. I'm looking for that hot bar. I'm looking for that salad bar. I'm looking for that soup bar. That's what I'm looking for. Do you see that? I'm taking care of that thing. I got it out there. The doctor said, watch it. And I got it out where I can watch it. These old fat, sassy Americans, you know good and well God's going to judge them. You know God's going to judge them. And they're going to be cursed. And here's what the 15th verse said in Deuteronomy 28. All these curses shall come upon thee and overtake you. You don't know what moment they're going to come on you either. Them things gaining on you day by day. Gaining on you. Gaining on you. You're going along a pretty good clip. But God's got a curse that comes along at a bigger clip than you go. It might have started way back there, but he's gaining on you. And one fine day, you're going to feel a pain in your side. You're going to the doctor, and he said, hey, you've got cancer. It's inoperable. And you don't have 6 months to live. Or something similar to that. The curse got on you. Why did it get on you? Because of your stupidity, your rebellion. And your sin, the sin in your life, it'll get on you. It'll come on you. You can look for a blessing. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these blessings of food and drink and clothing and housing would be given to you. You don't have to go look them up. I'll just lavish them on you if you'll seek me first and the will and live the life of a citizen of my kingdom, then all these things will be added to you. They'll look you up. You don't have to go looking for them. I like to testify to the grace of God. We live in a big house, but I'm going to tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. I want this known, and the first thing I tell folks that visit out here, and I see their eyes out on stems looking at things that we have, I didn't ask God for this church. I didn't ask God for this property. In fact, I didn't even want it. I didn't ask God for that big house we live in. God sent a man by. He opened his heart. He heard me on radio. He heard another friend talk to him about me. He came by, says, I heard you never had nothing. I'm going to build you a house. What kind of house do you want? We said, a plain house. With plenty of room, if that's what God's put in your heart. We lived over where Brother and Sister Taylor does, in a trailer. I wasn't a bit happier. In fact, I was happier in the trailer than I am in the house. That house don't make you happy. It's what goes on inside of that house and what the conditions are that you live in, the pressures, the responsibility, and all of those things that comes upon you. Good health. You got good health, got your needs met, got your family. Our family was small over there. The older your family gets, the more problems you get. That ain't no joke. We didn't have the problems over there I have now. I didn't ask God for that house, but there it is. I didn't ask God to have a good car. Had a car that moved out here. I couldn't hardly go anywhere. It'd break down. Lord have mercy. God managed to put us in a good car after about 59 years. Praise God. Driving clunkers and cars that wouldn't take us someplace. We had folks that's given to this ministry. Some that sold their homes. Some that's given large sums of money to make it possible. I never got down and prayed one prayer or made one petition to God to give me money to do something great. I've never asked God for anything materially except, Lord, supply our needs. I don't make money an issue like these other preachers do. I don't care what people think. I'm telling them the truth, and I'm going to squall it right in their ears and their face. I don't live like other preachers. You know that? I was raised up of an old, in a sanctified home. My mother especially was my teacher. Bible says women, I ain't got no confidence in no women preachers, but forbid that. But a woman is to teach her husband of her husband. Devil likes that. A woman is to teach her children, and as she gets older and matured, is to teach other younger women. She has a great place in society. She just stays where she belongs. She ain't got no business teaching no man. Bible said, I suffer not a woman to teach a man or be in authority over him, but to be in silence. Shut your stinking mouth. And I mean that literally. It's women that's ruining the church today. Preachers and women, sorry, preachers and women, have ruined the church of Jesus Christ. Old battle axe, ERA, equal rights, women. Read in the first part of the Bible, Genesis, the second chapter, where God made woman, and he said, I'm going to make woman a helper. Hey, does a helper tell the fella she's helping what to do? Is she the boss? No, she's a helper. God didn't make no woman to be no boss. Old battle axes, they got in places where they ought not to be, but they ain't where they're supposed to be. Supposed to be a helper. That's what God said. And I don't give a hoot what you or nobody else think. Stinking devil don't like that doctrine. But that's what's messed up our society today. Old smart aleck women. God made him to be a helper. That's like you get out here, you're a carpenter, you know how to carpenter, you're a real technician, a real mechanic, as you call them, and you got a helper there, and you say, hand me that saw, or get me some nails. Oh, foot, no, you get your own nails. I want to get up there and saw that board and nail it down. Yeah, you take that scantling and pop him side the head. That's what you had to do with some of these women's, be battle axes, pop them side the head. Praise God. Yeah, but you go to jail. Well, good. That's a good reason. I straightened one of them out. Praise God. Smart alecks need to be straightened out. You want the blessing of Abraham? Hey, I'm talking about the blessing of Abraham. Let's see how Abraham lived, old gal. 1 Peter 3. Verse 3. Well, it starts off from verse 1. Says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if they obey not the word, he may be won by the conversation of the wives while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning, or wearing of gold, plaiting the hair, putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God. Maybe not Eleanor Smeal, or is she the good one? One of them's head of that old Now. Ain't she the head of Now? She ought to be put in jail or sent to the electric chair. One that leads that stupid mess.